Maseches Chagiga, the final Masechta in Seder Moed, is also only three parakim, and its focus are the karbonis which one must offer on the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. There is an obligation for every man to appear in the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim. Now, as well as the obligation to go to the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim, the Torah also says, V'le'yiro'es p'nei Hashem reikom. The one should not appear in front of Hashem at the Beis HaMikdash empty-handed. Rather, there is an obligation of an oilas re'iyah, a korban oilah, which is totally burnt on the Mizbeach. When one appears at the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim, each individual is obligated to bring an oilas re'iyah on the first day of the Yom Tov. As well as that, since there is an obligation to rejoice on Yom Tov, the Pasuk says, Shalosh Regalim tochoig li bashana, you shall celebrate the three Yom Tovim each year. And from there we learn that not only is there an obligation for everybody to offer an Olas Re'iyah, there is also an obligation of Shalmei Chagiga. This is a Korban Shalomim, so it's also eaten by the one who brings it. Part of it goes to Kohanim, and part of it is totally burnt on the Mizbeach. And so these two Korbanos are the main two Korbanos of the Yom Tov, that when one appears at the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim, he's obligated to bring the Olas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga. Now there's a third carbon, which is not always an absolute obligation. The Torah says, V'samachta lefnei Hashem Elokecha, and V'samachta b'chagecha, there's a mitzvah to rejoice on Yom Tov. And the way that is to be done is by eating the meat of karbonis. Now if the Shalmei Chagiga which one offered was enough for him to have meat for the whole Yom Tov, and he didn't need any more meat, in that case he's not obligated to bring another carbon. However, if there is a need for more meat, then there is an obligation to bring a third type of korban known as Shalmei Simcha, which is also a korban shalomim, so most of it is eaten by the person bringing it. And so in summary, we have three korbanos which are brought on the Yom Tov, and that is the focus of the Masechta. We have an Olas Re'iyah, Shalmei Chagiga, that's why the Masechta is called Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. So the first Mishnah begins by telling us who exactly is obligated to even come to the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim, and by extension, anybody who is obligated to do so is also obligated to offer an Olas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga. Hakol Chayavim Bar'iyah, everybody is obligated in the mitzvah of appearing at the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim, chutz, except for the following people. Mecheresh, a deaf person. In general, when the Mishnah refers to a cheresh, it refers to somebody who is both deaf and dumb. And somebody who is both deaf and dumb lacks sufficient understanding, and he is actually exempt from keeping mitzvahs. However, in this case, the Gemara explains that we're referring even to a person who is only deaf. He can't speak, he just can't hear. So he is obligated in mitzvahs. But even he, who is obligated in mitzvahs, is exempt from the mitzvah of appearing at the Beis HaMikdash. And this is learnt from Psukim, that somebody who is deaf is exempt from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, of appearing at the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Shoite, a fool, the katan, and somebody who is under the age of Bar Mitzvah. These two people are midoraisa, exempt from mitzvahs. We'll see later on in our Mishnah that midirabbanon, a child from a certain age, is obligated, or at least is an obligation on the parents to educate him, and that we will see at the end of this Mishnah. Now the Torah explicitly says that the obligation applies kol zuchurcha, for all of your males. And so women are exempt from appearing at the Beis HaMikdash. And not only that, somebody who is not a definite male, for example, the tumtum, somebody who lacks male signs, male organs, and female organs. The androgynous, this refers to somebody who has both male and female features, both male and female organs. So it's a doubt as to whether they are considered to be male. And we learn from the Pasuk over there that only somebody who is certainly male is obligated in this mitzvah of appearing and bringing the karbonos on the Shalosh Regalim. The Noshim, women are certainly exempt. The Avodim She'enam Shucharim, non-Jewish slaves who have not yet been freed, they have the same status as women. They have to keep all of the mitzvahs which women have to keep. And so since women are exempt from the Shalosh Regalim appearing at the Beis HaMikdash, so too non-Jewish slaves are exempt. Now the Torah calls these Yom Tovim Shalosh Regalim, which literally means 3 feet. And we learn from there that somebody who is not able to travel to the Beis HaMikdash by foot is also exempt. So hachiger, one who is lame, so he can't walk, v'hasuma, somebody who is blind. The reason why a blind person is exempt, that's learned from a different pasuk, which says the word leira ois, to appear at the Beis HaMikdash. But instead of the Torah saying the usual word, which would be leheira ois, to appear. It says it in a shortened form, leirois, without a hey. Now, the word leirois can also be read as lirois, to see. And we learn from there that only one who is able to see the glory of Hashem and the Beis HaMikdash, only he is obligated to appear by the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Regalim. V'hachole, somebody who is ill, so he's not able to make the journey by foot. V'hazokein, somebody who is old, or anybody else who for whatever reason is not able to come up to the Beis HaMikdash by foot, they are exempt since the Torah calls it Shalosh Regalim. Now, as you mentioned, there is actually an obligation on parents of a child to educate him from a certain age under bar mitzvah to appear the Beis HaMikdash. And so the Mishnah says, Ezo Katan, which sort of child is the Mishnah talking about which says that he is exempt? That's only somebody who is too young to be educated. Kol she'ein yochel lirkav al kseifav shel aviv, any child who is too young to even ride on the shoulders of his father, v'la'aleis from Yerushalayim l'har bayis, and to go up from Yerushalayim to har bayis, to the mountain on which the Beis HaMikdash stood, if he's too young even for his father to carry him there, and for him not to make it difficult for the child to understand what's going on, so from that point, the father is obligated to educate him and make sure that he comes with to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, of course, he wouldn't bring a korban, because korbanos such as these can only be bought if it's an obligation. But for the mitzvah of appearing at the Beis HaMikdash, the child would need to do so. From that point onwards, Divrei Beis Shammai, that is the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, I mean, but Beis Hillel say that although it's true that in general, for most mitzvahs, the child needs to be educated from when he understands about the mitzvah, when it comes to this mitzvah, if he can't yet walk, anybody who is not able to hold on to the hand of his father, and to go up by himself by foot from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis, if he's not able to make the journey by foot, then he is exempt, as the Pasuk says, Shalosh Regalim, which literally means 3 feet. And from there we learn that even an adult who is not able to walk there by foot is exempt. And so to a child who can't yet walk, certainly he is exempt according to Beis Hillel.